Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are going to have some compelling talk radio right now. This is Kelly Rossman McKinney sitting in for Jack Ebling, who's a little bit croggy. He'll be back on Wednesday. Joining me today, and I'm so excited about this guest, is Dan Wyant. He is a veteran public servant. He worked in, I believe, both the Engler and Granholm administrations as the director of the Michigan Department of Agriculture. He left to run the Edward Lowe Foundation for several years, and he has come back to the public sector to be Governor Rick Snyder's director of the Department of Environmental Quality. Welcome, Dan.
Kelly, good to be with you. Good to talk to you.
Well, tell me a little bit about this transition back into public sector work. What's going on with that, buddy? You've been the economic gardener for a while. What are you doing?
Yeah, I had a good run and a great opportunity to go back to the Edward Lowe Foundation and do entrepreneurship, which is a neat thing to work on and very important legacy that Ed Lowe left, and that was to support entrepreneurs and small business. But I had the opportunity to actually serve on a Nature Conservancy board with Governor-elect Rick Snyder, at that time Rick Snyder. And so then he decided to run for governor, and I got the call. And when the governor-elect taps you on the shoulder with this positive, proactive message, it was hard to say no. So I'm excited to be back and working with him.
Well, in fact, Dan, you're an example of really the veteran public servants that Governor-elect Snyder is attracting to come into the administration. How do you feel about the team he's putting together and how you'll be able to mesh with some of the team he's bringing in and with their fresh, innovative ideas, but also their lack of experience in state government? What are you expecting?
I think it's a great mix. I mean, first of all, look at what's been done to date, and clearly there's been some real talent selected. I mean, and surprising talent. I mean, let's be honest about it. The first announcement of Representative Dillon being Treasury Director, and then Dick Postumus coming back and being legislative advisor, just, I think, brilliant moves. And then now Dennis Muchmore, Chief of Staff. And then in our case, Rodney Stokes, a 33-year veteran of the DNR, and Keith Cray, 31-year veteran of the Department of Agriculture. I mean, here are two people who are going to be able to walk in day one and know their department. And so he's bringing in some veterans, and then he's going to mix in some outsiders. And so I think that's a very positive approach, given what we're going to face with this challenging economic situation and the budget that we're going to have, and his design to reinvent Michigan.
Well, and in fact, Dan, you are heading it, as I understand it, a quality of life group, that this this incoming governor is changing things up already in terms of how his cabinet reports to him and how they interact with each other. Can you explain a little bit about that approach?
Yeah, I can, and I'm very excited about it. And again, Kelly, again, you said I worked for two governors. I served under John Engler, and I served under Jennifer Granholm, two different parties. And again, here's one just anecdotal study. You go to cabinet meetings, and there'd be 20 State Department directors around a table, and you'd spend your time listening to, you know, 20 different issues, but a lot of them didn't pertain to you. And now Rick Snyder's put together this group executive concept. Well, there'll be six group executives. Underneath each group executive, there'll be departments. This is not an added layer of bureaucracy, because I will be the Director of Environmental Quality, the Department of Environmental Quality, so it's not another level. It's just taking one of the department directors, putting them in a position to have greater communication with the governor, spending more time collaborating and getting policy correct, and look at our area, quality of life area, natural resources. Think about this. We sit in the center, 20% of the world's freshwater resource, 19 million acres of forest land in Michigan, 10 million acres of farmland. And there's a lot of crossover issues between those departments. And so for us to have the ability to coordinate on policy, to be more strategically aligned, and also then to share resources. and not be independent with respect to a lot of things that the departments used to do independently, because we just don't have the luxury to do that.
So your quality of life division or work group will include, in addition to DEQ, and we should point out that Governor Snyder has already indicated he's splitting back up the Department of Environmental Quality and the Department of Natural Resources. So you'll have the two of you in your group, you and then Rodney Stokes, right, over at DNR. And then you'll have the Agriculture Department Director, is that correct?
That's correct. So it is now creating this group executive, and then he'll announce the other groups as we go forward. The Quality of Life group will be the DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, the Department of Natural Resources, and then an expanded Department of Agriculture. It's called the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, which is a nice, again, approach to totally integrate agriculture into the state's economic development strategy, because it's probably one of the better kept secrets, and that's the success, the growth, and the opportunities in Michigan agriculture.
Well, I know there are a lot of folks in the business community who are very, very excited that someone with your level of expertise in the private sector is coming in to head DEQ, which is sort of traditionally a regulatory barrier for business. But there are folks in the environmental community who, for that very same reason, are just a wee bit nervous. Can you talk a little bit about that? And let me just warn you, we got like about a minute to cover that.
Well, I'll be quick. Customer service is going to be a focus, and you know Rick Snyder's approach is to bring all sides to the table, and that's the approach that we're going to use. But we clearly have to recognize economic development is a priority, and we've got to create opportunities, and we've got to do that while protecting the environment. So it's going to be something I think we can do mutually. It's not one or the other, and so we're not going to pick one or the other. So we're going to pursue the opportunity to grow the economy. And the focus is going to be on customer service, getting stakeholders to the table to solve problems.
Well, that, you know, I got to tell you, Dan, we are very excited. Those of us who work in and around Lansing have been watching the Snyder appointments very carefully, and the appointments of you and several others have been very, very exciting to watch. We're looking forward to a terrific administration, and we wish you the best of luck. We'll be right back with Ebling and You on 1320 WILS after this break. Thanks so much.